This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This week, to be honest, is kind of back-end heavy on economic news, chock full of all the inflation and employment and wage data that a certain group of people who meet regularly around a giant conference table in a big marble building on Constitution Avenue in Washington, D.C., just can't resist. I'm talking about the Fed here. You knew that, right? Anyway, today it was something called Personal Consumption Expenditures. PCE is the abbreviation, the Fed's preferred measure of inflation for all of those people sitting around that conference table. And in February, PCE was up 6.4% from a year ago. So keep that in your back pocket. Tomorrow morning, we get the March unemployment report, as part of which we will get, yes, of course, jobs data, but also wages. Last month, average hourly earnings were up 5.1%. The challenge here, of course, is that as high as wage inflation might be, and it is still not beating out price inflation. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains the consequences.
When prices shoot up, folks get grumpy if their wages don't keep up because their paychecks are losing ground.
That means that real incomes, inflation-adjusted incomes, what we call purchasing power, is being squeezed.
That's Gary Schlossberg at the Wells Fargo Investment Institute. And there's a paradox here, because while wage gains strong enough to keep up with price inflation would be good for pretty much everyone in the economy, that would actually be bad for the economy itself, because it would drive even more inflation. Here's Andrew Hunter at Capital Economics.
A wage price spiral obviously would be a huge concern for the Fed.
A situation where workers' demands and expectations for wage hikes actually drive employers to raise prices. Hunter says some factors driving wages now are moderating, like small business demand for workers and job openings.
Labor shortages tentatively starting to ease a little bit, consistent with wage growth stabilizing over the next few months.
The last time the economy fell into a damaging wage price spiral was the 1970s and 80s. But nowadays, workers' leverage to demand pay hikes and sap economic growth is small, says Gary Schlossberg.
Stagflation was really more of a chronic problem in the 1970s due to strengthened unions, cost of living agreements that were built into contracts, really chasing inflation higher.
What we have now is a pandemic-induced shortage of workers to meet soaring consumer demand, which has led to some robust wage hikes. And Claudia Somm at the Jain Family Institute says,
it is very rare for employers to cut wages. Some prices can fall. I fully expect used car vehicles to not be as expensive next year as they are right now.
Meaning, in time, workers' purchasing power should gain back some of the ground that's been lost to soaring prices. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.